Get up there and look at that. I didn't know they had a specialized weld that they used on those things. But I'm glad you were able to find the original parts. That's the main thing. And you got it all back original, and it may not have been assembled by them, but it's assembled by one of the best.
Compliment, we try.
Help us can do, ain't it, Ray?
You know, you never know what you can do until you try it, Gary, so don't ever say I can't do that. Just grab the hammer or the saw and go at it.
The best way to do it, and the way I look at it, Ray, is if somebody else can do it, I ought to be able to do it. It may take me a little bit longer, but if somebody else can do it, I ought to be able to do it, too.
In my days, and I've made some I thought was pretty good. You saw that motorhome I built, and the camper body on the back of that truck, one-ton truck I had, and the boat that I had sitting here out in the backyard for a while. So we made some practice on some oddball things. A lot of things that I worked at didn't come out so good, but a lot of them came out good, and I don't regret any of it, over.
For that, Ray, you can't do nothing but try. And there's one thing that you built that I've climbed several times, and it's still standing in at your tower up there that you put together.
You remember Tom, Tom Babb, the heavy set guy you used to lead the club?
Ray, I'm not sure about that. The name sounds familiar, but I can't put a face with it right now.
Anyway, he was a heavyweight. He weighed pretty close to 300 pounds. And I put this tower together and down here in the driveway, and I had it laying on a couple of sawhorses. Tom came up here visiting, and said, "Tom, get up on there and sit on that thing and see if it's holding." He got up there and bounced up and down on it, Gary. I says, if it takes that, it'll last forever.
I can imagine so. I don't believe I'd want somebody weighed that much bouncing up and down on my tower, because I know what happened.
Superstructure steel is a little bit different from your run-of-the-mill tower. But anyhow, it's still standing, and I hope it'll be there for a while yet.
Where?
I tried to figure out how I was going to get it standing up out there, and I had it worked out. I was going to climb that tree, that poplar tree up there, and put me a pulley up there, and lay the tower out on the ground and run the pulley to the top of the tower, to the top of that poplar tree, and tie it to the tractor, and pull it up that way and let the base of it just slide down in the hole I dug. I still believe that would have worked, Gary, but as one of the tree trimmers came by that a couple of days later, and he stopped to see what I was doing. I told him and asked him what he'd take to set that tower up, and he said, "Well, I'd do it for $20. I says, "Have at it."
Can't beat that with a stick, right? That was a good price. I tell you what, I bet you couldn't get it done for that nowadays.
Look in there for $20 now. Things work out. Things have a habit of working out, Gary. You just keep trying. Sometimes it seems like they're not going to, but they will.
If we get impatient, Ray, and that's one of the hardest things to do is be patient a lot of times.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things I have to do is wait for it to come to pass. But if you wait long enough, it probably will.
Yeah, just keep at it, and it might not be done as quickly as you want it done, but it'll get fulfilled one of these days, one way or the other.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I got a few pet objects around here that I've collected over the years. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. Probably, I reckon the kids will probably take care of some of them. But anyhow, the things that I've collected that are not all that valuable, but they mean something to me because they got memories. And I like to look at them and replay with them a little bit. Let me go, Gary. I've held it long enough for one night. There's probably somebody else out there wanting to talk to you. You want to go get a cup of coffee? It's a 10:15 already. You have a good one, and go see us when you get a chance. K4SUG.
Well, I enjoyed it as always. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I got to get up there and see you folks and let you walk me around the place. But tell Miss Edie we said hello. Go get you a cup of coffee and enjoy the rest of your evening. And I look forward to talking to you again real soon. You take care, Ray. We'll say 73 to you for now. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Talk KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo. Doug in Tocoa, Georgia. Negative, negative.
November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar. This is Ryan in Tocoa, Georgia. Hey, Doug. I'll be negative and negative for tonight. Thank you for calling at 73.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4SMK. It's Mr. Doug. He's down in Tocoa. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. And KN4LQO, Mr. Ryan. He's also down in Tocoa. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ryan. And any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. I guess that's going to round it up for this Wednesday night. I appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book, that checked in and stayed around and listened to the rag chew. Y'all come back again tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt, WG4MC, a good dose of Rider's Cramp. And y'all take care. I'll submit my net report, then we'll finish closing the net out. Folks, we had a grand total of 51 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you again. Y'all come back again tomorrow night and check in with Mr. Matt. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.